Yeah, like I just looked up and saw your face. What the hell's on your face?
It looks like skin.
It looks like you have some kind of disease.
Yeah.
As we used to say in law school, a loathsome disease.
Well, it's funny because I do have psoriasis, and this is what it looks like when it gets bad.
Yeah, I have psoriasis. That's what my scalp looks like right now. But it's under the hair.
Yeah.
So funny.
You guys have a flare up. Yeah, I do look pretty comical right now as I'm sipping my coffee at night.
Don't drink coffee. Well, I drank tea at the meeting, but
yeah, no, I'll go right to bed after this.
Oh, yeah. So it's so late. It's 8:30 at night, guys. It's
oh my God. It got dark like 4 hours ago. So it feels like
oh my God, this day. So I actually had to get up. Today's Monday for everyone who's listening. I had to get up this morning. I had to get dressed in like professional work clothes to go into work.
Oh, horrible.
I know. The humanity. All of audacity, as Cody would say. I had to go to the office because I was actually supposed to present a case to the general counsel. And then I got a text message from my boss, my supervisor, as I was getting ready to leave the house saying that it was canceled. I didn't need to anymore.
Too late, right?
I was like, I'm already dressed. I have makeup on. I have a real bra on. I might as well go in.
Might as well say hi to everyone.
I could have, just not. I knew there was going to be people in, even though Monday's not generally a day a lot of people go into the office, because we only have to be in the office one day a week. And I actually don't have to even be in the office right now. So me going in is purely voluntary. And I had made plans with my supervisor and another colleague of ours to have lunch today. So I was like, okay, well, we'll do all that. So I go in, I didn't have to present. I didn't have that meeting, but I ended up in lots of other, meetings and things. And it was just busy. And then we had lunch and then just more meetings and stuff. And then coming home, traffic, it took me like an hour to get home, which from DC, like the ballpark area is where my office is. And then my house, which is, down south, it took me an hour to get home because traffic and there was an accident. Yeah. And then I had to reroute it off the freeway and it's DC traffic. It was just
DC
nothing out of the ordinary. Worst. Just the out of your ordinary is the fact that I had to get up and go to work and do deal with all of this normal people stuff. Right.
Can you believe pre-COVID we did that every day? And it was we just did it. And now when you have to do it again, you're just like, oh my God, this is
worst. Right. So I go into work, just have a normal day at work. Today wasn't a crazy day. Had a life mate. He had a crazy day at work because he woke up to the news of the UVA shooting.
Oh,
and he works in morning television news, mm-hmm. and that's local news to us, right? So he woke up. He ended up going to the studio like at 2 a.m. instead of 3 because he just had to go in and get started, right?
Right.
He got started getting his reporters and photographers and all that stuff like down to Charlottesville and coordinating all of that and all of that stuff. And then I came home just a normal day. Mm-hmm. Traffic was a little heavier than usual because there was an accident and whatever, but it's DC. It's not that unusual, And I came home and then we watched the news and Heather Lifemate told me about his day and all that stuff. And then I turned around, I changed out of my clothes. I put my pajamas on, which is fleece pants, mm-hmm. Old Navy fleece pants.
Nice.
And a sweatshirt. And then I went to my meeting. In fact, before I was leaving to go to my meeting, my husband was like, wait, aren't you going to your meeting? I was like, yeah. He's like, are you going in your pajamas? I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, all right. who cares?
Hey, I roll into the grocery store in my pajama pants.
I wouldn't even classify these as pajamas.
No,
these aren't even leggings. These are just regular fleece pants, right?
Yeah.
Generally inside clothes. I'm not going to go grocery shopping necessarily in them. I won't rule it out completely, but I had I put my fuzzy winter boots on because it was cold out and stuff.
It was freezing today.
I was hot. I actually had my air conditioning unit on. I have a little mini air conditioner in my office. So I go to the meeting and I come back and now I'm baby step Friday has to go shower if you get her in bed. And, it's just this ditch, one thing after another, just things.
Yeah.
Just, which is a normal day for most people. I'm just so used to working from home and not dealing with all of that stuff.
Yeah. I hear you.
So
my schedule's been so all over the place that I don't.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
I don't even have a normal anymore.
There's yeah, just like you get up night. And you take your two-year-old, you take your dog and all of your books and your bags and your things, and you leave and you go to work and you go to school and you drop off your kid. Well, I think you drop off your kid before you go to work and school, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, to each his own. So welcome to But We Digress. It is Katrina, Lexi, and Hannah Kawa all joining you tonight. We are talking about Sister Wives, Season 17, Episode 10, The Knife in the Kidneys.
I know. One of these titles.
Because these are things that they actually say.
She hurt us so bad. Oh my God.
Yeah, first of all, if you're going to stab somebody, really, the kidneys, like, not even my heart, like, my, you know,
I think it's a joke, right? Like I sent my friend a candle that said, I'd love you so much, I'd stab someone in the kidneys for you, or something like that, right?
Oh, okay, because I was like, that's just a random
because it's part.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like if you really hurt somebody, you'd hurt their heart. So, yeah, but whatever. Well,
you're being literal.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah,
you're medical. The kidneys aren't going to drain as much blood as the heart. If you're really trying to kill somebody, yeah, now she's going to give us like the anatomy and physiology Chinese medicine lecture on the-
It's like, yeah, but if they fuck up your kidneys, you're not going nowhere.
No, right? Yeah.
Fast, I stabbed you in the kidneys. There's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be kind to your kidney.
Kidney one, not plural. Be kind of your kidney.
Yeah. You wake up if you travel, you wake up in a bathtub full of ice with a sign on the mirror saying, I stole your kidney or something.
Yeah.
The urban legend story. Annika was like, what?
Did you ever see the Charlie?
Jokes on you, they're not good. Jokes on you, you took the bad one. Yeah.
You took the failing kidney. Have fun dialysis.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen Charlie the Unicorn?
No.
Okay, it was on, I was in college when it came out, so that was like 2004, maybe three, and you should watch it. It's YouTube Charlie the Unicorn.
Oh, I promise. Yes. I've seen that.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
I had to Google it. And I was like, oh, fuck, yes. I forgot about that.
God, what is that?
You just have to watch it.
You just have to watch it.
Please, watch it.
Would my stepdaughter, my 13-year-old stepdaughter, know
no.
it?
No. No, she better not know it.
Okay. No. Okay. You have to watch it, though. Please watch it and text me.
Yeah, just search up, like, Charlie the Unicorn, like, Candy Mountain or something like that. And...
We're going to Candy Mountain.
We're going to Candy Mountain. It's so bad.
Oh my God.
It's like from 2005, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty then. On that note, let's get to go Coyote Pass, shall we? Let's go out to Coyote Pass. First, okay, wait. Before we talk about the episode, let's talk about Isabel's live that she did on TikTok. The one that just went up, right?
Wait, Gwendolyn or Isabel?
Gwendolyn. Sorry, okay. Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn did it, right?
Yeah.
Gwendolyn did it live on Instagram or TikTok. And in that TikTok, in fact, let me pull it up so make sure that I have it all correct. I want to give you all the correct information. Okay. All right, here we go. So Christine and Cody's child, Gwendolyn, did a live on her friend Sarah's TikTok account where they answered a lot of questions. There's a lot of implied stuff as well. So, but let me read you what they said. So somebody asked, Gwen, how's your mom doing with all of this? And she said, and then somebody else said, everyone thinks she's leaving your dad too. And at this, Sarah said, well, she already did leave. We are assuming that the commenter meant Gwen's mom, Christine. Right. Gwen, because they're talking about her mom, Christine.
I would assume, yeah.
Right. So so when they say, you know, did she already leave? Or, you know, is she's leaving? Oh, some people thought that she was talking about Janelle. In fact, I thought that too, because somebody else was asking about Janelle. Somebody else, you know, was saying, and she thought her mom, because you were saying mom. So Gwen was like, well, my mom's Christine. Christine left, did already leave. So, but later in the live, Gwendolyn was asked about Janelle's departure in a more direct manner. And somebody said, so only Robin, Mary, and Cody are together then? And then Gwendolyn replies, yes, I think. So there was also the subject of Cody was sitting next to Robin and not Janelle during Logan's wedding.
I think that's huge.
So Cody and Janelle's child, Logan, got married. Why didn't Janelle sit on one side of Cody, right? On Robin on one side and Janelle on the other?
Cody wasn't even sitting up front, it looked like. He was like in the middle of the section.
And Janelle was on the other side of the aisle. So that was telling. And then somebody during the live asked, well, who did Cody sit by? And Gwendolyn replied, well, obviously he sat next to his wife.
Oh shit.
His wife.
And then so that was Gwendolyn's live. So from that, people we're starting to sort of assume that maybe Janelle has left Cody. From those things. Okay. And then there was another comment, and this is a comment that Christine made, where I guess she was doing an interview in Us Weekly. It was an Us Weekly magazine interview. And Christine had said that Janelle still speaks with him and stuff, end quote, which would be an odd thing to say if they were still married, because of course she would still speak with him. So to say she still speaks with him and stuff, like, sounds kind of odd.
Yeah.
This was all picked up. So this is all summarized in an article on Starcasm, which I can link down below so that you can read it for yourself. It's also got links to the actual videos themselves. So you can read read into it what you will. So Gwendolyn apparently is also doing, reactions, like on her, she has a Patreon, she's doing reactions to the episodes.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So I've got a friend who's bought into it, so we'll have to see. But but we've talked about wanting to hear from the kids, so hopefully we'll see. It sounds like Gwen gives zero fucks about what she's saying and not saying, you know. They were very hyper and kind of spazzing out all over the place. So some of the questions, I don't know, you know, that it was like, it was on Sarah's Instagram or Sarah's TikTok and Gwendolyn was in the background and stuff. So the questions, it wasn't like a direct, like AMA or.
I was going to say they signed that NDA, but let's see how they're trying to get it.
I don't know if Sarah signed the NDA.
Exactly.
She would reply what she knew, you know, and that's part of the, I think they're all, you know, maybe that Janelle's not there. So the implication has been made that Janelle has left already. I believe that she probably has already as well.
And well, and she's hinted at it in this episode when she talked about being financially stable and getting her ducks in a row. It sounded to me like she was getting her ducks in a row.
Yes.
To make sure she was ready to get the hell out of out of there.
Yes.
It did, mobile home, she can just hook it up and leave.
It did definitely sound like that. Like maybe my thought was maybe with Christine going through all of this, and she's as close to Christine as she is, has made her realize, oh shit. First of all, Cody's an ass. Second of all, if I wanted to leave, I have nothing. I need to do something about that. So she's starting to, you know, make those inroads so that she has some assets.
Yeah. There was kind of some hints on the Instagram, like Christine and Janelle post a lot of content together, which I wouldn't have expected if Christine was gone, you know, or if she
and Janelle was in Arizona.
Right. Like, are they really visiting that often? I doubt it. So I kind of had that thought that Janelle left too. I mean, why wouldn't Janelle leave?
Yeah.
What's there to stay for?
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
I agree.
So let's get us there. So we start the conversation. I mean, we start this episode with Christine sort of recapping the whole move to Utah conversation. Cody's angry. Cody's always angry. You got angry Cody again. He said he's not that Christine's not interested in us as a family or me. Like, she's not interested in us. She's not interested in me as a person, but she's interested in me only as a resource of what I can do for her. I don't know how many ways I can make a face, but
yeah.
And then he says he thanked her for coming into the family to gather up the mess that he was in. Now, she's the second wife. She came in after he was monogamous, married to Mary. So Mary says it stings because she feels like that's directed at her.
Yeah.
And so Christine came in, and Cody has said this repeatedly, that he felt like he married Christine out of obligation, and that he doesn't love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, now he's basically saying, well, she came in and fixed a mess that he and Mary were in.
Which I don't even know what kind of mess they were in. I mean, Christine had the first child and then Mary got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, they didn't have a kid.
Maybe that's what the mess was. She has issues with that, right?
Maybe it was a shotgun wedding, or if there was some like financial obligation, or if like...
He had
debts, so he had to marry Christine to sell them.
Like, that's how he pays off his debts.
That's what he's like, my obligation was like, to what?
And they said that like Christine's family was high up in their church or whatnot, and she was considered not royalty in the church, but you know, just like important, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, how did it start though? Because they're all, so I went down this rabbit hole last night about, we were looking up Robin's ex-husband.
Oh, what'd you find?
I was looking up, Robin's ex-husband, and I found out all kinds of things. That he's a Jessup, by the way, for anybody who follows any of the the polygamy stories. He's that, but he has very little he's no presence. Like, the only picture out there of him is from like high school. And Robin has said that she left because of abuse. So in my process of going down that rabbit hole, looking up who he was, I ended up seeing how everybody is all related, right? Like how related all these people are.
I need like a diagram.
I
need a PDF copy. If you could email me a PDF tree.
David Jessup, who's Robin's ex-husband, and Cody Brown, her current husband, they're actually third cousins.
What, really?
Technically, Cody is blood related to his adopted children from Robin's marriage to David.
My mind is just...
Not only is David related to Cody, but he's also related to Cody's wives. So this is Robin's ex-husband is related to Cody's wives, Mary and Christine. David is Christine's first cousin.
Wait.
Robin was married to Christine's first cousin.
What?
And Mary is related to David through his father, Louis Jessup's other wives.
Okay, my brain can't.
I know, right?
I think I got half of what you said.
Yeah, I screenshotted so many things during my research that that I just can't. I can't, like, yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. So this is from an excerpt from a ET Online, Entertainment Tonight Online, and it's talking about stuff from the book, Becoming Sister Wives. So under Christine, it says, just like Mary, Christine grew up in a polygamous family and met Cody and Mary through her sister, Wendy, when she was 19. They formed a friendship at first. Cody noted in Becoming Sister Wives that he noticed Mary and Christine's friendship. This is interesting given what we know about the relationship now, right? Noticed Mary and Christine's friendship and knew Christine was becoming interested in him early on, but felt his marriage to Mary was still too new to bring in another sister wife. But Cody and Mary courted an underage girl that Christine introduced them to. And Christine felt she was too young and beautiful. And the couple's decision to continue to court the woman turned her off from them. She temporarily shut herself out of the idea of potentially joining their family. This is Christine. Ultimately, Cody and Mary called off the wedding with the other woman, the underage woman. Cody later helped Christine deal with her emotions following her own parents' divorce, which helped reignite the spark between them. After 6 weeks of courtship, they married.
Wow. And how old was Cody?
And then he says, her kindness and her positive nature brokered a peace in our household, Cody said of Christine. Christine saved our bacon, as I like to say. She saved the Browns.
How long were they even married? Mary and Cody, before all this happened.
I don't know.
Because I feel like they're still in the honeymoon phase. Well, that's a good example of, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, they were, I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter how long they were together. But Mary and him were married in April of 1990.
Oh, wait, I was wrong. Christine's not the second wife. Christine is the third wife. Janelle was the second wife.
That's what I thought. Okay. I was getting confused. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, you guys. Janelle was Cody's second wife. He was also her second husband.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it was Janelle's mom that was married to Cody's dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. So Janelle, Janelle even attended Cody and Mary's wedding with her first husband, who at the time was Cody's brother-in-law.
That's so weird.
And if this wasn't complicated enough, Janelle's own family soon integrated into Cody's. Janelle said, although she was not raised a polygamous family, and her own mother was against the idea until she met and soon married Cody's father, becoming his third wife. Yeah.
Craziness.
That's a lot of noodles. But it's so, kind of crazy because Christine, through all that noodling, I think she's part of the Allred family, which is what you're saying, royalty. I think they were just wealthy.
The Allred family is the one that started the church, right,
and that's Christine's grandfather.
So
if anything, she's just part of that line, so I guess that's what made her important,
right?
And she ended up with Cody, poor thing. Run back. And yeah, back too. Yeah.
Yeah, so and that all started the stuff has been out there forever. People, it's just like there's so much. It's so confusing. They're also interrelated. But looking up Robin's ex-husband. And then, so she claims that the ex abused her and the kids, or there was abuse somewhere, whether she intimated that it was the kids. And, but he still sees the kids. They still send the kids to see him.
They sent the kids to see him right after Cody adopted them, didn't he?
But if he abused them, why are they sending the kids to see him? An abuser, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of abuse. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people have asked that question, and who knows if it was like, who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, anyway. These people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think the kids wanted to go because remember in the past they talked about wanting to see their dad.
Oh, and apparently Dayton's name, his actual name is David Preston Jessup. Apparently Dayton is also David Preston. And it's Dayton for short, part of David, part of Preston. So they call him Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes by David apparently at school, is what Robin has said. Anyway. Okay. So Cody's angry. Thank you for coming to the family. Gather up this mess, clean it up. Mary's all mad. Mary talks about how she was jealous when Janelle came in. As we were talking about, Janelle is the second wife, not the third. Janelle comes in, she's the second wife. And that they were all immature, right? Of course she was jealous. And that she says it stings that he viewed it as Christine coming in to save the day because Mary was jealous of Janelle and everything was a mess, apparently. Mary and Janelle didn't like each other. And so Christine's like, Mary said, we're all young and immature. Like, why are you viewing it as Christine came and saved the day? So Mary's got bitterness and resentment about, you know, going that far back. Janelle tells them that that's mean to say that Christine's not about the family because that's all she's been about, right? She's been about mm-hmm. the family and kids and she wanted more from Cody. So like, why stay, right?
Yeah.
Cody says, you came into our lives, you did us a favor, and now you're leaving and that's a favor too.
Yeah. It's like, okay, rude.
Yeah. It's like he's stabbing her in the kidneys or something.
Oh my God.
It's almost
he's probably just trying to make it seem like, fine, leave. It's going to be better if you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reaction. It's, I don't know. It's
like
kind
a
of
child.
I mean, he's immature anyways. We know this.
Yeah.
And he's just throwing a fit because he's not getting his way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he can't stop her from leaving. It's to the point where he has absolutely no power.
Control.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle's like, who's this patriarchal guy? Because this wasn't the guy I was married to for years. So maybe if this is who he changes into, I wonder if that also triggers her leaving. Is that more?
Maybe. I think he was this way, though. I really do. And I think they were probably too distracted with all the kids and their everything else to even really realize it. And then they started waking up. I don't think people like this just all of a sudden are patriarchal men. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Oh, one of the other things that Gwendolyn said on their live was that Cody's nicer on the show than he is in real life.
Well, then that's shit.
Yeah, because on the show, he's shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's going to put a face on for the TV. Everyone is kind of. But
he's an asshole on TV.
No, like, probably, I mean, he's an asshole in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he went into the season like, I'm going to show the world what's really going on with Christine, what she's really, and really it's him, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everyone what a horrible person she is. And
right. And Christine goes on and talks about, you know, how the family, she made it all about the family because she didn't want to break the family, but she said that she felt like a minimal person in the big picture. And I mean, honestly, it's true. Like I remember, so I'm watching earlier seasons, like where she was really anti the big house, right?
Yeah.
And Cody talks about this too. She's always been the one to not want to all of them share a big house. And he tells her that she's always rejecting. You've never accepted Robin. You've never liked any of the wives, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I've been heartbroken for years, in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And she made it about the family because she didn't want to break it,
Yeah. Yeah, she said she stayed for the big picture, but then Cody was saying that she's just focused on herself. That's what I wrote. And I'm just like, focused on her. What?
Yeah, yeah. God, I'm all over the place tonight, you guys. I'm sorry. You can take it. It's fine.
No, and then he goes on to say, it feels like after I have, let me see, whatever. It feels like...
The rejection.
Yeah,
all I've done, I've been rejected anyway.
Yeah. Not just rejection for me, but for some of my kids and wives. So now he's turning it around and saying that she's rejecting everyone else. Which I do know, like, that she in the past have showed her being really jealous and kind of getting upset.
That's what I was saying.
Right. At the same time, like, if you're not getting what you need from a relationship and if you're not feeling like you're loved and supported and it's supposed to be a team effort, and it wasn't. It was more one-sided.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, this is where I was going. I completely lost my point earlier. She's been talking for years about how she didn't want to move into this big house together. And I remember a couple seasons ago, I was like, why, Christine? And I was like all anti her because she was so against it. And I'm like, no, but you're all equal. He loves you all, blah, 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 blah. Well, all of this is really revelatory
relevant,
whatever, important, whatever, because she's saying that, like, no, I've been a minimal person in the big picture for years. I didn't want to live
the basement wife. Remember how she talked about being the third wife, the basement wife?
And that was like, and I thought she was just making shit up. Honestly, but I remember all those conversations and I just remember thinking, I'm like, no, like you're reading things that aren't there. You're reading things that aren't there. But now she's talking about how she's been minimized for so long that it's like, oh shit, now I feel bad. I feel like I need to apologize to past Christine, even though the real Christine doesn't know that I ever thought that about her. But I feel like because it makes sense. She doesn't want to, but she didn't maybe realize it then, that many years ago or whatever, that she's going to leave him. She's obviously, you don't just come to this decision overnight, right? So she's gotten there over the years of this. But yeah, I mean, I was like, no, you're just making shit up. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. It's no. But all he's done is treat her like shit, mm-hmm. right? So he's angry about all this stuff about, oh, I mean, no, I do all this stuff, but I've been rejected anyway. And when he says rejection of some of my kids, he's talking about Robin's kids because they're the younger ones and he feels that they're not getting the same treatment all the rest of the kids have, which, I mean, they're younger. They're not growing up in the same thing. Plus, he treats them differently. He treats all of them differently.
I'd be like, it sucks when you feel like someone's treating you different than the other people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
yeah.
Cody then is also talking about the adult kids. So, and this goes back to my anger with him and the kids issue, right? About, he says, all the adult kids relationship is off. And he asks if she's talked to them about it. And she's like, no. He's convinced that she's been
turning
all the kids against him. And he even says she's been playing game for years and going to this person and this person and this person. And this person. No, they don't like you because you're an asshole and they see it.
Well, and then she was so calm. She was like, I think your relationship is off because of COVID, not because of me. But she said it so calmly. I'm like, amen. Yep. Yep.
Well, he's, acting like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad though, because at some point, kids, when they're old enough, see things for themselves. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a parent to go, hey, your dad treats your mom like shit, or hey, your mom does, your dad doesn't come around as often, or hey, right. you're, you know, like people, they see that. They your dad's see an how asshole. The cadence, yeah. yeah, they see how the cadence is supposed to go between the wives. And if they're not realizing it, then they're going to think something's up themselves. So I don't like how he's blaming someone else, more so stepping in to try and mend it. Even if someone did mess it up, go, you know, hey, I know you, whatever, I'm not going to the whole script, but he needs to like step in and try to figure out if there's anything he can do to mend the relationship instead mm-hmm. of just crying in a corner about it being broken. It's just like, yeah.
but he refuses
be a,
to see
be a father
that,
and go do it.
Yeah. He refuses to see that he's part of the problem.
He won't take any accountability. There's any. None. No, I don't think he's taken any, like zero. Mm-mm. It's no. been everyone else's fault.
Yeah. Everyone. Well,
when there's no one else left, do you mm-hmm. think that him and Robin are going to have the best relationship? Because I sense Mary is just going to fuck off and do her own thing. She'll yeah. still be married, but she's going to be on cruises and shit.
So. yeah. She's off with her one friend.
hey, yeah.
Man. I don't know.
So then he talked about how he wasn't in love with her, but he was like doing his duty as a husband when he was like holding her hand and things like that. I'm like, what a fucking dick. And he talks about how he goes on and on about how like how long they haven't loved each other. Right.
So she was so in love with him, though. That's the
right?
thing.
And he doesn't love her. Right. And that's clear. Something she figured out. So how are you blindsided?
Well, I think she says, yeah, well, his love for her was based on like situational, I feel like, right? Like if she was a good wife and did good things and was good sister wife and like treated everyone.
Nice to Robin.
Right. If all those things were in place, it was this like a situational type of love. It wasn't true love because, right. Definitely conditional. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. You know, he goes on and on about how he doesn't love her. And he hasn't loved her and he wasn't in love. So when she says, we're not in love and I want to leave, why is he acting like he's so surprised and blindsided? Oh, because he's a misogynistic patriarchal bullshit artist and never expected her to actually like act on her own and leave. Because he didn't give her permission.
He goes and turns it around like, you're leaving the family. This is a family. And I'm like, when the hell is this a family? It's been years since they were like a family. You yeah. know, like, what is he even?
That's what he's blaming
about?
This time is like, yeah. oh, no, you're just like going around from person to person talking shit about Cody to turn them all against him. Like, no, she loved you. She loved you. So, God, she
you
loved
could tell
him so
how
much.
But how passionate she was in all of the previous episodes when she really, really tried and really wanted to work on things.
Yeah.
Plus, his kids are going to see the show, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
they're gonna find it out anyway. I don't know.
Robin is struggling still. She's all pissed off still. Mary's like, "What am I supposed to say? I don't know."
Robin's always struggling.
Yeah, Cody he won't even look at her. Cody will not even look at Mary in the eyes.
He forgets that she's there, even when she talks. He's like, "Wait,
what the fuck? That voice coming from?"
Oh, she's still
producer?
Here.
Robin, did you leave the TV on upstairs?
Cody, of course, says Robin is being rejected too. No, Christine is not rejecting all of you guys. She's decided she doesn't want to be in a loveless marriage anymore. Mm-hmm. Robin, I don't mean to push you away, but I'm frustrated. Christine's like, uh-huh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Robin asks Christine if she's going to continue to hang out with those people who she doesn't have a great relationship with and work those out. Meaning, I think, are you going to still come and hang out with us? Like right now, when they all get together and hang out, they have to work on these relationships. Their relationships suck, but they have to work on them because they're sister wives, right? So you don't have a great relationship, but we have to work them out because we're all sister wives. So at this point, Christine's not a sister wife. She's going to be leaving. So Robin's like, yo, are you going to still hang out with me? And Christine's like, no, I need my space. Mm-hmm. Like, peace out. I'm not going to hang out with you.
She should give her the same line that Cody gave her. I only did it out of obligation. When you're a good Robin, I'll give you a hug. But you're a bad Robin right now. You replaced kids with your kids, and that was a weird picture. The bad Robin. I don't know if you guys remember that. Oh, it's creepy.
What are you talking about?
When Robin like presented that art, she like had, she like replaced three kids with her kids and had Cody's face on it.
No.
You remember that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was when they were first, when they were courting? Or
yes. This is when they were first
married. Wait, yeah, I completely don't remember this. I'm going to have to watch for this on my rewatch. I'm totally going back to rewatch
it. I don't know exactly what it was, but I remember like looking at the picture. I was like, one, that's a creepy picture to begin with. And she like changed it to, I don't know. It's, it just seems like her and Cody have been like trying to rewrite history to fit their agenda.
Fit their narrative, yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Robin whines about the loss of family culture. And she wonders if it would be easier for Christine to have a relationship with Robin and the kids if Cody isn't in the picture, which is possible, but I don't think Christine doesn't like you, Robin. Sorry.
No.
It's okay. People don't like you. You're going to survive.
Well, and that's the thing is like Robin can't accept rejection. And Christine's doing it in a very nice way. But hey, at the end of the day, you don't get along with somebody. Okay, move on. Yeah. There's no reason to like want to beg. Nobody should have to beg for a relationship at, you know, on any level, whether it be romantic or partners or friends or no, walk away. It's done.
Yes. Plus, there's no family culture when he only sees you and your kids, Robin. You're the only one he sees. There's no other family culture. Do you see the other episodes where they're
talking about their ages or
he doesn't? Yeah, doesn't know how old they are.
I'm surprised like, he knows their names.
That's doesn't want to go hang out with them. Doesn't want to.
I'm surprised he doesn't have them wear name tags.
Yes, you just read my mind. Oh my god, you read
my name mind. Tags and their year of birth and who's their mom. color coded for each wife.
April Fool's Day, they switch it up. Gwendolyn, Isabel.
One of you. You, older one, brown hair over there.
You, that one.
He's like, that's Mary. Oh, fuck, whatever her name is.
That's Mary. That's one of your wives. God. Mary's like, Mary says I should just get up and leave because she doesn't want to work on anything, meaning Christine doesn't want to work on anything, as if Christine has not been trying for years with her sister wives and with Cody, right? But then she says, I have seen her non-acceptance of Robin and her disdain for me, so it hurts, but I'm glad to know where she stands.
It might be true though. I mean, we don't know how Christine was treating him, but at the end of the day, who cares? Christine's gone. She doesn't want anything to do with him.
Divorces are hard, people. Divorces are going to be hard, okay? Everybody, it's like everybody here is not, except for Christine, everybody's like, oh my God, the family's going to change. Oh my God, this is hard. Oh my God, I'm angry. Yeah. Like, those are all normal things that happen when a divorce happens. These people, it's like they've never seen a divorce before and they don't know that these things are all normal.
Well, and my thing is,
to be honest, a lot of them probably haven't. You know, yeah, I mean, Christine came from a family that was very structured and a good example. And maybe she thought that
until her parents got divorced.
Yeah. So it's like it happens. Right.
And I feel like Mary's super passionate about this and angry. And I'm trying to figure out why, because she doesn't have a relationship
to justify why she's staying.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
She can't give Christine the credit Christine deserves because what does that say about her then?
Right. That makes sense. Absolutely.
Robin cries because, you know, sobbing Robin, that it's the last little bit of hope dying.
When I was taking notes on this episode, I started writing in caps when Cody was yelling.
Totally did. I wrote, that's why I'm angry. You never tried to have he looks to Robin and said she's treated you like dirt forever and that's why I'm angry. You never tried to have a real relationship with the others, Christine. You didn't try to do this. And so it was about the kids. It's like a knife in the kidneys after all these years and the sacrifices that I've made to love you wasted. It's accountability I'm looking for and you're not being accountable.
Yeah,
I'm falling off my chair, you guys.
Literally, this is actually the complete opposite. This is what Christine should be saying to Cody. Every word for word is literally what Cody did to Christine this whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifices Christine made to love Cody, being in a plural marriage, she was taking accountability while Cody was running away. Exactly. He's like, and then he's all dramatic, wasted. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
And he's like, you're just leaving instead of trying to make it work. And you're not trying to make it work. She's been trying to make it work. You said you don't want to have an intimate marriage with her anymore. And she decided that she wasn't okay with that. Mm-hmm. And now his poor little ego just can't handle it because he thought it would be the same like with Mary, even though he's trying to kick Mary out. But with Christine, it's like Mary won't leave and he's trying to get her to leave. Christine will leave and he doesn't want her to leave because he didn't tell her to leave. It's only okay if he tells her to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show Christine and she's like, you know, I can dissect each one of his points, but he's done this for years. And I'm done. I'm tired. And I'm over.
She said it's done. So it doesn't matter. And I was like, that's the classiest answer you could give. Like, there's nothing left to say. And you can't argue with a narcissist. She could literally fight back and go after each and every, bullet point that he had to say. But what's the problem when he's just going to continue to turn it around?
Mm-hmm. He's talking in so many circles. He's grasping at anything he can do to try to blame her and make her responsible for his poor behavior.
Right. All and how long were they married? 20 some years, 25?
He did this to me. She wasn't loving me.
Yeah.
It's all about her and her actions. It has nothing to do with him and his actions. Again, it's his word choice that makes it so clear how narcissistic he is.
She's been living with that for 20 some years and she is done. There's nothing left to do.
Bravo for hanging on that long.
Yeah.
Janelle pipes up, although I don't think she pipes up enough during this conversation, but Janelle says Cody was being very harsh, that the marriage takes work, Yes, on the part of the husband, too.
Which is what she says, thank God.
And then Cody gets mad at Janelle for not giving him sympathy while he is going through this divorce. Again.
Tenderness, kindness, or empathy.
None of those things are things that Cody has.
That's crazy. Oh, I mean, he could get tenderness, kindness, and empathy from Robin and Mary. He doesn't. I mean, come on. Does he need it from everyone?
Apparently. Leaving each marriage at the door when you enter a new wife's house. You remember that long speech he used to give? Like, when it benefited him, how he had to, have all his stuff everywhere because he had to leave every marriage, but he needed a place for himself or something like that. But he's like, every marriage gets left at the door. You have to walk in and it's just that marriage. I'm like, not anymore.
Nope.
And Mary's like, oh, well, that response from Cody wasn't just emotion. It was real. And he's been holding it in for a while. And I'm glad he said it. The three of them can just fuck right off. Honestly. Yeah. Christine says, well, Christine is like, well, if the sister wives are mad at me, they should talk to me, not Cody, first of all. And also, dude, your kids hate you because you're a dick and you don't give a shit about Christine. And they see that as he goes around blaming everybody again.
Well, then
Robin and Mary get up to leave in the middle of this conversation. And I laughed. I was like, they're just like, whatever. Like, okay, they're done. They just get up and walk out.
Well, then Mary says too that they've all been talking about, basically they've all been talking about each other behind their backs.
Yes.
I talked to this sister wife about that sister wife. And then I talked to this about that. And so that's summarizes it all.
Robin says she tried to be friends with Christine, but Christine was mean to me. What? And Christine's, then that's when she's like, I know that Robin and Mary talk shit about me, so I don't want to be friends with people who talk shit about me. It's fine, they show this scene of Mary and Robin hugging and crying, and I'm just dying because they're so
I feel like this is like some middle school drama, like this whole thing. I mean, obviously relationships marriages are not like middle school, but just the way they're communicating and finger pointing, and then Cody's little theatrical, whatever that was, wasted acting.
Stab me in the kidneys.
Yeah, I'm like, this is just like what I see in middle school and maybe not even high school, maybe more middle school. Like, this is crazy, the behavior.
It is. It seriously is, because And him with his, like, him yelling, you know, like he's a toddler having a tantrum, kidneys, patriarchy, gaslight, respect, like whatever words he's just screaming out over there. Yeah. I have no idea.
He's just malfunctioning in the corner.
That's kind of what it is. If he was like a TV robot, he'd be like smoking and going.
They're like, Cody's glitching again.
He's glitching again. Yeah. So, you know, again, I go back to this. This is divorce. Divorce isn't easy on anybody, even if this is what you wanted. It's never easy. There's so much to unpack. There's so much involved there. Families are going to look different. Things are going to change. Like all of these feelings and grief and all of that, that's all normal parts of divorce. And they all act fucking surprised. Everyone except for Christine is acting fucking surprised. Oh my God, is the family going to live? Wait, you're going to move? You're not going to live on the property? Mm-hmm. Like, why would she live on the property? She's leaving you guys, all of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, cheese is being moved. People are leaving. It'd be interesting if they catch Janelle leaving on like the next season.
Yes.
Since we kind of have the spoiler hint that she's gone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, you know, I don't know. Like, he talks shit about her trailer, right? But then if she says, you know, don't come or something, he's frustrated. I don't know. It's like...
That leads into the next part of the episode, right? Where she's talking about like, okay, the RV, the whole thing is a lot more work than she anticipated. But I'm really dedicated to making this happen, blah, 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 blah. Might be hard to stay through the winter without electricity. We know from some other reporting that she leaves in November. They can't get electricity without the permit. They can't get permits until they pay off the property. So Cody shits all over Janelle's dream by reminding us all that they can't do anything without paying off the property and that they are not doing anything actively to pay off said property. Janelle makes this comment. She's like, Cody's never been engaged in my housing. He has a really nice house up on the hill with Robin and I have nothing. So I'm trying to make something.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she put in money to Robin's house.
Yes.
Out of their joint account. She's been working hard. Say,
yeah. Like he left her nothing to get a house with and then tells her, well, you could rent.
Yeah. I think honestly that Cody's broke. It sounds like I've heard rumors online and stuff that they don't have a lot of money right now.
Well, they didn't really did. They're relying on TLC money, right?
Which is probably not a lot. I don't know.
Well, there's also rumors about how much of a pay cut they took and all this stuff. Cause like there's a rumor and I don't have no idea the veracity of it, but that Cody basically begged for more seasons and promised to like cut their fee or something.
Oh, really?
Like, please another season. Please. Christine's leaving. She's leaving. I'll treat her like shit. I'll get her to go. I'll get her to go. But Janelle too. I'll put her in your trailer. Cody Brown's net worth is 800,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's net worth.
That's not
cash though.
It's not cash, but that tells a story though.
Well, like, yeah, okay. So
right. Did Cody type that in himself?
It's celebritynetworth.com. I think they're pretty accurate. They were pretty quick when whatever that court case was when what's her name lost. They're very quick to negative.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't think they have a lot of cash on hand.
Yeah. Well, so that's what Cody tells Janelle.
They would have paid off this property already. Right. Like, they wouldn't perpetually keep complaining about not being able to pay it off.
They might. That's just something that they do, though. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. So, yeah, Janelle's talking about this is the conversation we were alluding to earlier that, you know, she said that she gave half of her assets to Robin to buy the house and they used family joint money. They did that for Robin. They did it for Christine. Well, why isn't it her turn?
And then Cody starts yelling, we don't have the money.
It's because we had the money then. We don't have the money now.
Right.
And he's just like, you know, Janelle's like realizing that she has nothing, she has nothing in her name. She has no assets. And so she's starting to try to make something happen. And that could be foreshadowing to her.
Yes. Leaving,
right.
Perhaps. I mean,
well, Robin starts saying, well, she has money. We each have our own lot and our own product.
Oh, yeah.
Says that, but I'm like,
Robin has like almost $1 million home, doesn't she?
Yes.
It looks like it.
It's like, yeah.
Meanwhile, Janelle's in a trailer. Ugh.
Because Cody won't engage with her, do everything. Of course, Cody turns that around and says, well, she just did that without asking me. And she's like, I've always done everything without asking you because you're not engaged in shit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mary's not being like, Janelle, just come stay with me for a little bit. Just, you know, I have plenty of room. I've got 4 or 5 bedrooms. You and
but no room to go to house Cody's 4 of everything.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought they're sister wives. Doesn't really look like they're working together.
I know.
Figure out right. a solution.
It's so funny how Cody and Robin are so about the family. It's joint when it suits them. But when it doesn't suit them, it's no, Cody has his own and I have my own. And Janelle has her own. Christine has her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They show this next scene of Robin's kids going back to school and it's Ari's first day of kindergarten. Okay, so the scene completely and totally staged. It was like, okay, kids, all the kids include, and then Cody, let's all stand outside Robin's house and talk about school. Right. Looked so stupid, but what I didn't like about it was so clear and so gross how differently Cody acts around kids he actually likes.
Mm-hmm.
The way he acted around Ari and Solomon and the other two, Brianna and the other one, was like, it's so different than how he acted it around Truly or Isabel or anything. Yeah. And it's just gross.
Well, of course they're babies too. I mean, not babies, but they're really younger. So they're, you know, he's impressionable and they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to like, keep his image up with the younger ones because it's already yeah. fucked with the
those are the
ones.
Only two he still feels like he has some control over, right? Because those are the ones where he has said that the mom, i.e. Robin, makes the effort, like forces the kids to have a relationship yeah. with them.
Well, then it was so funny because like when Ariel was like talk or what was he was talking to Ariel and he was like, were you being a pest? And everyone's like, don't use that word. And I'm pest. Like, is this are they that sheltered that the
no,
word
pest? They're just that acting.
Oh my God. I don't know. That seemed real to me. I was like, this is crazy. Those poor kids are so sheltered.
Christine talks about how she's leaving now so the kids still have good memories of Cody and not being a bad dad. Although, I mean,
well, and then she did have nice things to say about sales,
right?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, like, you know, he was apparently once upon a time he was a good dad. But I feel like so they still have good memories of him being a good dad. I feel like that ship has sailed because he hasn't been a good dad to them. And that's part of why she's leaving.
And what, he was a good dad to them like 1 out of 4 nights a week or 1 out of 4 days, which is not, I mean, I know people are divorced.
Well, but saying, and like, they get. You know, they do all the, they used to do all their family things.
Yeah.
Things,
they had the family dinners and they had certain things, but I still go back to that one time that Christine wanted Cody to tuck the kids in at night. And he said no, because she was working late. And that still sticks with me every time I hear that he was such a good dad. I'm like, really? You lived in the same house.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And he still wouldn't tuck his own kids in. Now, on the rewatch, now I haven't started my rewatch yet, but I have friends that have started the rewatch. And they said that in that first season, Cody talks about how he kisses his kids, tucks his kids into bed, all of his kids into bed every night.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, okay, you said that the first season and how different everybody was then. But the real truth is now, it's coming out now. And he said he doesn't like being around his kids. I mean, I go back to that every time. He said it himself. He doesn't want to be around the kids. I'd rather pay somebody else because his time is more important to go earn money doing whatever that he does.
Yep. How sad.
Yeah. Very sad.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as much of a meltdown as I hoped it would be with Cody. Like, what we saw in the preview was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I was hoping for more.
Yeah, there wasn't much juice. I mean,
yeah, it was, there was some nothing in the, you know, more nothing in this episode than there has been in some of the past ones, but it was still, I think, a good episode, but it's more of the same. I'm starting to get tired of the same thing. Week after week, it's mm-hmm. him trying to blame everybody else for his own shortcomings.
Yeah.
And divorce sucks. Like, that's it. Like, how many times can I say that? Like, I'm going to have to start, like, recapping something else soon.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, after next episode when they show Christine moving out. And then, like, Hinakawa was saying, is the next season going to be focused on Janelle leaving? Or, I mean, what are the next steps?
Yeah. Are they starting to be, like, to loosen some of these gag order or gagging, whatever, like not talking, you know what I mean, that kind of gag, mm-hmm. like gag order, like a court, like, you're like, yeah. are they starting to like leak some of this information about Janelle leaving as like a precursor, like as a the thing, what's the thing that has to happen when you have to take a class before another class?
A prerequisite?
That.
Yeah.
Like, is it, are they doing that now? Is it a prerequisite? Like, that they're showing, like, are they starting to leak these things online and through, like,
the... Are they doing it on purpose to get people interested in the future outcome of the folks that are going to be
thank
left
you.
There?
See?
Maybe. I think they're just getting a lot of feedback right now because the season is airing, so everybody's engaged with it right now. So I think they're just responding and, you know.
Another comment was, Janelle on her Instagram says, just me, smiley face.
Oh yeah. That's a hint. She's hinting.
It says just me. And then, like you said, a lot of their, she has a lot of pictures and stuff of them, of her with Christine. So that would tend to believe that they're...
Well, even at the wedding. So her, you know, her son's getting married and she's showing pictures of her and Christine and not her and Cody at their child's wedding.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You would think, right? If you're happily married, you're going to take a family picture and post it of your husband and your child. I don't remember seeing that.
I mean, I wasn't happily married and I took pictures with Baby Frauded's dad. Oh, and I mean... We all did like when he graduated, we all took family pictures together. Like, you know, me and head of life mate and Baby Frauded's dad and his wife.
Yeah.
Who I love, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do co-parent. We all co-parent. We all get along really well. So, you know, naturally it takes village. We all raised him. So we took a family picture, the four of us. We don't have any of that with, and I'm not even married to the guy. Like if she was married to him, you would think.
Yep, I think that there's going to... I cannot wait for the tell-all book. Somebody's going to write it.
Somebody's going to write it. And in the meantime, if you guys subscribe to Gwendolyn's Patreon, please let us know. We're going to definitely have people in there. The subreddit on this has been really helpful, too. I'd like to thank all of the people that I... whose posts I read through to try to figure out the family tree, because there was lots of lots of resources involved there. I've screenshots from all of these different resources, so thank you all for that. I didn't do that research myself and come up with that. I still don't know who is related to who, but they're all related to each other, so you know. And then there was some, I know there were some crossover families between the Browns and one of the families on Seeking Sister Wife.
Oh, which family? I haven't seen all the episodes or seasons, but
I think it's the one, it's the season. Okay. So where there was a wife that had moved out temporarily.
Oh, and then she completely moved out.
I think so. Or she moved back in for a while and then it was that family. I don't remember which one I think they were only on for a season and they weren't,
was the guy a pharmacist?
No. Oh, maybe I don't, which family was that? that was related.
The Brown family. I'm going to look it up.
The Aldridges. The Aldridge family. Okay. So the Aldridges, Jeff Aldridge, he has wives Vanessa and Charisse, and their 7 children.
Oh, okay. That's not the pharmacist. Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
So they're related. They know that they go, like, apparently Jeff and Cody go way back before they moved to Vegas. They would go to their house once a month and watch UFC. Jeff and Vanessa met at Cody's. Oh, great. So Cody's responsible for another marriage.
Speaking of UFC, I'd pay money to watch Cody do like some sort of celebrity
death match.
Just get his ass kicked.
Who would you put
into like a boxing thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, they have the celebrities do the like the fighting it for charity.
It was a thing for celebrity death match, right?
Well, celebrity death match was the foam thingies.
The that was like an animated. Yeah. No, they have do like real celebrity like fights. Who would I want to see him fight? Some other douchebag. Who's another douchebag on TV I hate?
Who are we going to put him in the jail cell with? Ranieri. Keith Ranieri.
Yeah. Who do you think would win? Keith versus Cody.
Oh, God. They're both so beta.
They'd be like,
stop. You messed up my hair. Stop.
Stop.
And then both of them would spew a bunch of words that don't make any sense because Keith Ranieri doesn't make any sense. We're talking about that because we're watching season 2 of The Vow, which is about the Nexium cult. Nuts. Fucking bananas.
We should do an episode on that.
Talking about the Nexium story.
The documentary.
So the second episode takes us through the trial and stuff. And so I'm waiting for the next episode to come out because I binged it all.
Yes.
But we're putting Keith Ranieri in a cell with Cody in there.
They would just grab each other's hair back and forth. Since
they would start braiding each other's hair. But they have one thing in common is that they like sleeping with a lot of other women. So, you know... Cody, as far as I know, didn't brand his wives, but you know,
he emotionally scarred them.
They have tattoos.
Do they really?
No.
Oh.
She's like, no. Like, why did you believe me?
Speculation. I'd have them get tattoos. You really love me.
Hannah Kava's fan fiction always ends up with group sex, so I guess Keith Ranieri would fit right in that, and Cody would probably like it.
I don't
too.
Think
probably...
there's any juices flowing in this family, though.
Yeah,
yeah. I they barely have sex with each other. As
Who?
Where's the nanny at again? Where was she?
Why have we never seen the nanny? What does the nanny look like? Who is the nanny?
We'll see her on the next season.
Speaking of nanny, we have a What Does the Nanny Do merch. Have you seen it?
Oh my God.
Have you seen our What Does the Nanny Do merch? Oh gosh. We should do a special coupon code for people who've listened this far. If you guys have listened this far, we'll give you a special coupon code. How about that? Have it use code NANNY and you get 15% off your order. How about that?
I love it.
Go to thefrogcast.com. You'll see our nanny merch along with our other Cody merch and our 90-day merch and our Frogcast merch. Now, you guys, I'm dead. My brain is complete. I've gone. I have whatever little piece of brain cell I might have had left at the beginning of this, no longer have. So, sorry. That's it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Love you guys. Bye. We'll catch you next week on the next episode. We'll see what happens. Thanks for tuning in. Come join us on the Facebook group. If you like us, please subscribe. And please leave us a nice little 5-star review. That would be fantastic. Please also check out our Unsolved Mysteries, a series that is also out. And check back in soon because we will have lots more fun stuff coming up. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.